winging it in 3, 2. Welcome back to the land of 10,000 lakes.
People are going to be happy that we're getting them this episode.
Let's face it, do men ever mature past 12?
No.
Did you set me up there?
Yes.
Okay. That was actually really good.
I have less ex-girlfriends on the gulag chain.
We end up at Mike Tyson's house. No lie.
Jacob just got up out of his chair and grabbed a to-go box filled. I mean, filled with chocolate cake.
You just came out of nowhere with the box of chocolate cake.
Is this where Isaiah finally talks?
Hello, everybody. My name is Isaiah Moingen, and you just tuned in to the Listen Local podcast. We got everything covered in the Brainerd Lakes area, and we are powered by the wonderful Pequot Lakes and Gull Lake Sanitation. If you left your driveway this morning and you did not have a red or black garbage can, I have news for you.
What's that?
You're doing it wrong.
Look at this. It's almost like our guest just knows.
It's almost like he's got it.
He's been on the radio before.
It's a timing thing, isn't it?
It's a timing thing. It is everything, though. Right off the bat, my goodness. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bill Satry.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you.
A local legend. Let's bring this back a different way.
Okay.
Another runner-up in the studio to local celebrity is with us.
Oh, did Paul Bunyan beat you too?
Paul Bunyan just getting the best.
Paul Bunyan beat me again and again.
Yeah. I've got an axe to grind with him. But Oh man! So yeah, Bill, you are joining all of us here in the Listen Local studios. You've been on the Lakes Gem podcast with us before, but this is your first time in our home studios. Home court advantage here for us.
I'm liking this studio. It's a very nice little room. It's got memorabilia. Yeah, okay. It's kind of a mess, but yeah.
Let's be honest.
But it's a useful mess. Yeah. I see useful things going on in here.
Colton, did you see our new sign in the?
I couldn't miss it.
Yep, it's bright. We've been talking about getting an on-air sign for quite some time. I don't know, what season is this? Five? So about five seasons. I was introduced over the Super Bowl weekend to a place called Timu.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
My house is now. If you think my office is bad, you should see my house.
So their commercials worked?
It did work for me. I didn't even know what it was.
There was like 12 commercials.
Yeah.
There was a lot.
See, so advertising works.
Yep, we have a $3 on-air sign.
You know what else we've been talking about getting on this show for five years?
What's that?
Video.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Find a video guy and tell him
that must be coming.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then you'd have to like wear clothes.
That's
true. Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Expectations.
And then he had to clean his office. And,
See?
All those things.
Bill, that is a great, great point. I'm glad you mentioned
that. That's why I love radio, because I can go to work like this.
So, Bill, on your show on B93, have you heard about this local Save the Bobber effort here up in Pequot?
I've been keeping an eye on it a little bit, enjoying some of the banter, if you will.
Gotta love it.
There's always banter whenever you want to help save, improve, or change anything.
Yep.
And, you know, you're going to get
both sides, too, and I love it.
it's always something.
Yeah. Did you see the latest one today?
I did see the latest. Oh, believe me, I was...
What's the latest today?
My father, who could have just called me and said, hey, what's the deal with this thing?
Oh, no.
Chose to be a, what do they call those?
An antagonist?
Keyboard warrior.
Oh,
And just really just let it sail.
Yeah.
For a side that usually people are not on. It's sort of crazy, the side that he makes.
It is a true damned if you do and damned if you don't scenario. People are mad that taxpayers' money is not paying for it. People are mad that taxpayers' money may pay for it.
Which it won't. Yeah, so anyway, that is what's happening in our town. Golden that is what, speechless. You know, if it's not the bean holes, it's the bobber.
I want to say a lot of things. I just,
you know, I got him going on the splash pad earlier, too, so he's all riled up today.
This is your fault.
Yep. Has to be.
I know that there was one of those posts not too long ago. It was like some of the most famous water towers in Minnesota. And somehow the bobber didn't make that.
Oh.
And I was watching the irate responses that were like, really? Excuse me? And then you put the wrong Brainerd water tower in right. there on top of it. Yeah. They put the big white one.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's not it.
That's the wrong one.
Not the spaceship.
I know. And from the picture where they took the picture, hey, turn around.
Yeah,
exactly. That's the one. And let's talk about Pequot Lakes and the bobber here for crying out loud, because that one belongs on the list way up at the top.
Yeah.
Yes. Because it is unique and cool.
Exactly. It is what it's really, when you tell people that you're from Pequot Lakes, the only thing that clicks is the bobber water tower for a lot of people mm-hmm. out of town. So, yeah. I'm not going to say who was right and wrong on any of this, but I know somebody or something that was very wrong, and that was the groundhog.
Oh, yeah.
Because as you can look and see outside, we have about, I don't know, a foot and a half of snow out there right now.
I mean, that's a little exaggeratory,
I'm going to just, but I exaggerate everything.
That's true. Well, you know, see where everybody piled it up. That's a foot and a half.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's what I said. I mean, if you look at some places, sure. It's 10 feet.
Yeah, go to Nisswa. Look at downtown Nisswa.
What is the actual, well, you're probably reporting on this.
It's closer to 8 to 10 inches.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it just seems like a lot because I'm
sure. Well, short it's been happening for 3 days now, right. So it just kind of wears on you after a while.
It really
a
little does.
Bit. Yeah. You know, there was a nice novelty right away where it was a little magical.
Right.
And that is gone.
Yeah. About 20 minutes later, it was over.
I was like, okay.
I'm done. I love winter. I love snow. But come on.
Not in April.
Not. Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Well, and for me, it was like, I always knew as a true Minnesotan, in the back of my mind, I'm like, it's coming. All right. It's coming. It's going to, we're going to have this snowstorm. Spring is not here yet.
All the people who keep saying, it's like, don't you say that.
Yep, don't you say that. And then, like, St. Patrick's Day went by, and it was like, I was looking around, like, wait a minute. And then we had a nice warm week, and
started,
it was like,
you started to get on the bandwagon.
I was like, uh-oh. And then, bam!
It's your fault.
You know, they say March comes in like a lion, out like a lamb. This year, March came in like a lamb, and it seems to be going out like a fatter lamb.
Fatter lamb.
It's because of this big fluffier. Old, big fluffy. But you know, with tournament time, it's much a tradition in Minnesota to have a big storm during the basketball tournaments as anything. And of course, that happens. Here we are, that weekend.
So true.
Putting the madness in March Madness.
That's right. Yep.
Speaking of basketball tournaments, our very own Pequot Lakes Patriots.
Yep.
Fifth place in state.
Mm-hmm.
Second year in a row.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I did see Spitzka got coach of the year.
Yeah.
For
7AA.
Yep. So,
yeah, or was it 7AA or all of AA?
All of AA. It was all AA, I believe. Yeah.
And speaking of basketball, one of your young athletes here in Pequot is on their way to a national competition. Darcy Martini is 9, is going to the National Elks Hoop Shoot competition in April.
Wow.
Is going to has knocked it out of the park in Brainerd at Forest View for the local Brainerd Elks Hoop Shoot. Went on to dominate the Central District. Just finished up at so the state was in Hutchinson. She killed it there. It was a little harder than at the district, which was down in Iowa. And next up, Chicago.
Wow.
Where she's going to be competing against some of the best hoop shooters in the nation.
And that's free throw competition?
Free throw competition. Yep.
I remember that. So dare I say there's
23 of 25. She did really well.
That was, there's another round of martinis because the older sister, see what I did there?
Was it Kelsey?
She's graduating this year. She's going for volleyball, I believe.
She also was a national hoop shoot competitor.
Okay.
Didn't win the national hoop shoot, but definitely went. And there's so much talent there. So you got a whole nother one coming up through the ranks. So look out.
Awesome. Before we get into a little bit about who you are and your backstory.
Oh, we haven't done that, have we?
I do have one more shameless plug I want to say right now.
How shameless is this?
Very shameless. Okay. But it's not really about me. It's more about Perk. Travel Perks finally got released this week. It is a show that is going to be a travel show around travel series around Minnesota, produced by Blaze Air. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But Perk. We started with Brainerd last summer. We had talked to your teammate, Tess yes. Taylor, as a part of that. And Lakes Gym was involved, a lot of places, Ernie's. Colton, you are going to be super excited about this finally releasing because people are going to see that you can actually putt a golf ball.
Sometimes. Yeah. At least that one time.
That was unreal. It was one of those shots where we were like, all right, might take a couple shots. Colton just drains a 30-foot putt right off the bat.
Well, I thought it was you filming me hitting a 30-foot putt. I was like, we could have gotten a little closer. We could have waited for the next one.
Yeah.
But there was some great camera work in that, you
thanks.
Guys.
That's
that
Sam. Was fantastic. Yeah, a lot of Sam with that one. So we're really excited. We have Red Wing, International Falls, Fairmont, trying to get all over Minnesota with this series. We do need one or two more Metro ones to solidify this first season. But we're really excited. We've filmed a couple different spots already. And I'm so excited we got to start with Brainerd and visit Brainerd. Was on board with this, and Hubbard was on board with this, and it's really cool.
And I watched it last night, all the way through. You somehow managed to get Perk involved, and I'd love to know how you managed.
You don't want to know.
So Perk and I go way back with our media when I was telling you about down in the cities covering the sports teams down there. We were lucky enough. I don't want to say I was lucky enough to sit by him in the press box for all those years. He was lucky enough to sit by me. We were lucky enough to sit by each other.
There you go.
And this friendship just sort of went on, and he likes what we're doing with Blaze Air, and he's going to help us with a few different projects, and this is definitely the top one. So
I want to talk about me.
That's right.
Talk about number one. Oh, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want.
Rest in peace, Toby Keith.
I feel like it's been a minute since I used the button, so thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. I had to set him back a touch.
Oh, man. No, thank you for letting me have my little soapbox.
No, congratulations, honestly. You guys worked hard on that one.
It looked great.
That's a long time coming.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yep. Isaiah, why don't we do a little bit of an ad break here for our pal that cracks backs?
Oh, the back cracker, Dr. Andy with Posture Pro Chiropractic. Moving and feeling your best has never been easier. All you have to do is go to postureprochiropractic.com and book your exam, adjustment, and massage chair session for only $47 right online. Go ahead and give Dr. Andy a call.
I'm glad he put the massage chair in it this time because last time he said massage.
Massage chair.
And all I could think was Andy giving massages after he cracks your back.
That's a Listen Local exclusive.
Yeah, he's like, all right.
Yeah, we're not supposed to tell people about that.
Oh, man.
What are you smiling about?
Oh, shoot. Okay, well, also a huge shout out to Chris Haneke with Haneke Insurance. Let's get into a little bit of Mr. Wild Bill Satry.
Wild Bill.
What? No way.
Bill.
Yeah?
Tell all of our wonderful listener a little backstory about yourself. What led you to Hubbard? Really, what led you to the Brainerd area?
Okay. I started here.
You did. You are a local.
1969 at St. Joseph's Hospital. I was born here. Okay. And we grew up in Northeast. I had... went all through grade school at Garfield and then Franklin and then eventually the high school and then left to go to Bemidji for radio school because the folks were paying for it. So I was going to go with a 4-year program versus just, you know, kicking this thing out at Brown.
Hey.
Oh, shots fired.
Thank you very much. I love it that just happened. Anyway, he goes to a smart school, I guess.
Ooh, you got a 4-year education. Well, I did go to Bemidji, so let's lower our expectations just a little. The Yale of the North, as they...
That's, I'm glad you say that because
go Beavers.
When people ask where I went to school, I always just say Brown. I let them decide if it's university or college.
Well, after my time at Bemidji State, worked at KB101 up in Bemidji. I'm on that station now for the second time. I'm doing afternoons there again remotely. But I worked there with Lou Baron, Mary Campbell, and they ended up buying JJY here in Brainerd back in the late 80s, early 90s. Through a couple other stops, I was in the Twin Cities for a cup of coffee and had my time at 104, which changed formats like, every 2 years. So that was a 2 year run. That's all you get. And then went to Duluth for about a 5.5-6 year run up there at B105 and Cool 101.7 up there. Did the morning show on a station called The Point, and as they were about to get sold, figured it was a really good time to be in control of my own destiny and go do something else for a while. Ended up back here because that didn't work out. So ended up coming home, and timing was great because we were having kids at that point. They were just entering school, and so both my boys went to Garfield. Went to my old school.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then worked. So I started back at that time it was BL Broadcasting. Would have been 2001. And I've been there ever since. Mm-hmm. We started out in Cool 101.5 because we had changed frequencies. And then when we absorbed the Commerstead Group with the Power Loon, we flipped things around and Cool 103.5 was born, and I did the morning show there for a number of years before I moved over to B93 and then eventually the morning show on B93. So it took these steps, but I've been in that building for 23-24 years now. So
and I know we asked you this when we did some of the filming a few months ago for the Chamber. What is it about that team there? It's not just you that's been there for years. I mean, right. Tess and Ken and everyone that
Barry. I mean, he's been there. He's been there long enough that they have a plaque where you know he goes to go out and have a smoke. there is something about, of course, living in the Brainerd Lakes area. Let's start with that. I mean, we're in a people want to live here. Actually, once they figure it out. They figure out, okay, how am I going to get up there? Yep. And we saw that a lot in 2020 when people had the chance to work remotely. I saw a lot more traffic up around the lakes because people were able to do that. Figuring out
in the off season.
Yeah. Yeah. In the off season. And, you know, when you don't expect it. But, so it was a matter of, getting home for me, but also just living in this area. It draws you. It draws people in. You want to stay put. We've got a great crew there. And so that just tends to be the thing. People that really want to live in this area, a lot of times in smaller market radio, it's a stepping stone to the next thing going on from Brainerd to, St. Cloud or the Twin Cities, to try to get, up the. It doesn't happen here. Once you get in, it's like, this is mine, and I'm keeping it because it's a lifestyle that, you might be making a lot more money in the cities, but you have to leave there to come have the lifestyle that we have.
Right.
And that's why I think that it draws that. By the way, we're looking for some announcers. No. it does draw that kind of the person that doesn't want to be moving every couple of years. Hey, let's, you could plant your roots here and enjoy it.
That is something that we hear more often than I ever thought we would, specifically on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And obviously in real estate as well. But so many people come and sit in that chair and say, we moved away and we had to figure out how much we loved it here to do that. And the area just brings you back. It draws you back no matter where you are in that point in your life. You just get to a point where it's like, okay, I'm done with this. Let's go home.
And like every kid goes through, I can't wait to get, flying the coop, man. And and then the minute you have kids or something in your life that changes and you're like, I had it pretty damn good.
Yep.
And, a lot of times there's a lot of us that, yo, come back. We're back. And that was a big decision, of course, for my wife because, it was like moving back to my hometown.
Right.
That's just how it's going to be.
So where's she from?
She's originally from Hutchinson, which isn't bad.
Yeah, either. That's very a nice town, like too. Brainerd.
But, we've got it better.
Yeah. They have Lindsay Whalen. We have everything else.
That's right.
Community. We actually got to talk to Jeff Hilborn about this and what community means to Hubbard. I just saw it last week when we talked about having you on the podcast.
Right.
You guys were out at the home in the home expo. What was it?
It's the Brainerd Lakes Area Home Show and Expo. That's the full title.
I'm glad you're here because usually I get things wrong on the show. So
we just wing it.
But you guys were having fun meeting people out there, and it's not the first time. You guys do this all the time.
It does. I guess there's an expectation that when we're going to do something, that's how we should. That's how we roll up. We show up, and you bring everything. You unpack, and here we are. Mm-hmm. And you know, we had a pretty sweet location there at the show, and everybody who came in, we got a chance to interact with. That's huge. I mean, we love that. It's part of why we got into what we do, you know, to get that opportunity, to get that chance to make an impact. But also because, you know, you talk about the community side of it. That's what we do. We're not it's part of the DNA of our company. Has been before and will be following, because this is when we got sold to Hubbard six years ago. That was the reason for it, was because that they did business the same way that we had been doing business, and that understanding between the two parties was that this is an important aspect of it.
Right.
So, you know, not everybody does local radio that way, and you'll figure that out if you go anyplace else and you listen. Mm-hmm. They're not doing what we're doing.
Yep, so. Exactly.
I actually wanted to, earlier you were talking about coming back to the area and then how long you've been there and how long everybody else has been there. What's the right way to say this? What's the pipeline of younger blood that's trying to get into your profession?
That's a tough one because... you know, we've had a couple of job openings, and you know, there isn't as many. I think back to when I was getting in the business, there were, you know, we had a whole classroom full of people that all wanted that job. I don't see that there's the numbers that we used to have, so that's going to be a problem going, you know, because they want to go into, what do they want to go into? They want to go into podcasting. Imagine that. And they want to go into digital. And so if they're going to get a communications degree, a lot of times they're not thinking radio. They're thinking social media, podcasting, video production, all those things that you guys are doing.
No,
you know, but that's that, you know, there's another revenue stream there. Yep. And so the competition for having the radio personality, you know, you got to find that one out of 10 that really wants this, you know, to say, okay, this is the direction. Radio's not going anywhere. It's changing. It's constantly morphing and has been for decades.
Mm-hmm. It's just interesting. I don't know that I've ever thought about it though. Cause it's like, again, we all listen to you. We're all big fans of what you do there. You're good at it. But when's the last time we've heard somebody, no offense, but young,
right?
You know,
but that's out there. His name is Mike Shermack, and he does the middays on Cool 103.5. He's a young gun. Mm-hmm. Big things. I feel cool. Like, you know, he's one right out of college. Came up here, did that. You know what he's doing right now? He's doing the midday show on Cool 103.5, and then he also does podcasting. Nice. And does editing and production. So, but he's doing that for another company. And then we have Luke on JJY. He came in after Linda retired. And so he's also doing a lot of our social media stuff, but he does the middays on JJY. And now we've got Zach, who's on the Power Loon in the afternoon. And again, you know, younger fella from South Dakota. He's got a little more experience, but has definitely... is on the younger side. He's the new guy. Yeah. and so, Luke from JJY, he was on he was on the air and production in St. Louis. So here's a case of somebody from a large market coming to a smaller market to up their game and to do what they really want to do in radio. So It goes the cool. It's again the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. He's a huge race fan. Huge race fan. What do we have? We have BIR.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. In the backyard. How cool is that? Mm-hmm. He loves drag racing. This is one of the best places that he could possibly go. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing, even since I've been in broadcasting school, was there are actual digital media classes and and social media classes, something we didn't have. We had speech and we had, you know, time management classes and all of this stuff. But now it's like that. And somebody you know, and actually who I broke in, he was a couple of years behind me, but we sort of broke into the Twin Cities media at the same time, was Declan, who was with Mackie and Judd, who was on Hubbard. They had a show going. And I think that's another reason why people want small town is because you are up against so many stations down there. And if it doesn't work, they were an ESPN station that where they're like, no, you guys are just going to be a podcast now, you know? So it's like when you come to a small town and it is a brainer that you can see, and like you said, you see in the community, you have that job comfortability, you know, it's going to be around. As long as you perform, you'll have a job.
Unless something goes completely sideways, you're in good shape. You could have a family and a life and not feel completely like, oh, that next ratings book is going to be what sinks me, you know? That's enough. Ratings out here is kind of loosey-goosey. That's a whole deal. But
boost out of it.
The other part of it is, like, you know, down in the city is where you've got people meters, all these things like that. I mean, you know, if you do something that isn't doesn't agree with the masses, they know immediately now, and you're crap.
Yeah, you said one thing or you mispronounced something. Like, people are jumping down
your throat. About it. They know about it.
Oh, gosh.
It is a little different. Yeah,
definitely. So getting back into, like, just the Brainerd Lakes area as a whole, what is – this is a tough question. I hope you're ready. We're best Brainerd Lakes area event.
Ooh.
Oh. And don't have to be politically correct.
We're on a podcast. You don't have to be politically correct.
I'll make sure. Oh, my God. Best Brainerd Lakes area event. There's so much, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lakes Jam, Iconic Fest. I've got, I'm, you know, very fond of the Ice Fishing Extravaganza. Mm-hmm. I've emceed that for years on the radio. And, but Lakes Jam is that's the that's one of my favorite events by far.
Yeah, I think Isaiah will agree with you because I know
love that. I think Isaiah knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I think so. Iconic Fest too. Sold out.
Yeah.
It is one of it is my number one on my Mount Rushmore of events in the Brainerd Lakes.
Yep. There's so many. I mean, the Nationals, Extravaganza.
Right, but Nationals is another one. I think that one brings in more people from outside than the locals kind of look at that as. And it's weird because we all want to be there.
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't. I mean,
it's more of an annoyance than anything.
It's too much people. Yeah, it's too much. Yeah. But if you've ever done it, it's straight up. Da bomb.
Yeah.
Good time. That is a good time.
So Lakes Jam.
Yes.
Top memory.
Oh, going out that maybe there's so many great memories that go along with Lakes Jam. I mean, my wife and the band that she was with playing in the VIP tent that year that you know, hey, we're part of the thing now, right? Yeah. But that would be hers, I think, more than because I was struggling with sound issues that day. meeting, good grief, we've met so many of the artists, you know, Jordan Davis, was that last year?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, just, you know. Last year it was Chris Lane just, like, shows up and was just hanging out. Mm-hmm. And, like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. Got a great picture. But cool. The camping there is epic. Everything about it is really cool. I think those first years when we were trying to figure out what this thing was going to be, there was there were some interesting things there. Once we moved it from the zoo back in, that was like, hey, look at what this could be now. You know, now we're cooking with gas.
Right.
So that first year when we moved it to the over by the grandstands, that was a great memory. That year was Toby Keith.
I was going to say.
Was it?
Toby Keith. Yeah. Seeing Toby Keith there was, and again, you know, it's like anytime you see an artist and then they pass, you kind of go through a whole, man, remember that time. Yeah. And that right now is still pretty fresh. That and Joe Diffie, we saw Joe Diffie at Iconic Fest out of Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. And he was super cool. So, yeah, I mean, it's like that's, all of those are great memories. So it's really hard to nail down just one. Yeah. I can't do it.
Now we've asked Ken before, and we've asked Mike Schmidt, and they're the same. You know, they have about a handful of ones that just come to mind. And
some of the weird ones that you wouldn't think of as being like, oh, this was great. But, you know, one year we had some of the Midwest CMO artists that came by our B93 camp, which was in the behind the grandstands. And we had Aaron Grand play at our campsite party area. Honestly, that was like, we should do this every year. Like, we had a stage that was basically a trailer with a pop-up tent. It was super basic, but people were like, what the hell are you doing over there? Something cool. And Erin Grand is awesome, too. Yeah. I'm hoping to get her back in this area playing again, possibly this spring yet. So
nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be
sweet.
Very nice. I'll ask you one more of your favorites. You want to go off of that?
Oh, well, there's some local news, so we'll roll it out this way. But favorite restaurant in the area? Mm.
I spend an inordinate amount of money and time at the Green Lantern.
Really?
Inordinate. Like, a ton. We live out that way.
Yeah.
So we're Crooked Lake Chain.
Got it.
It's four miles from my house.
Nice.
And, you know, honestly, Carl puts on some really good food out there. Talking, you know, the prime ribs, the Auggies. Oh, damn, I'm hungry now. But yeah, then that also is where he does the Spring Bash. He does the Iconic Fest with the Huffs.
Yep.
And, you know, Eric and Susie, they have this brought so much great entertainment to that little place out there in that county bar. Mm-hmm. It just kicks. So we're there easily once a week, like clockwork. So
nice. Yeah. Every time I've ever been there, the food's phenomenal and
huge portions.
Yeah.
Not a ton of money,
but also like just the energy, a good vibe. And there's a gun raffle going on 24/7.
I'll have you know, I killed it in the meat raffle on Thursday. Nice. Killed it. I was a meat raffle star.
Actually, Isaiah and you have something in common. It was last Wednesday.
That was last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Isaiah is.
You jump in the meat raffle there, buddy?
Oh, yeah. He's going $1 a round. Yeah. $1 a round.
These guys are throwing $5 a round. I threw one around.
And he runs out of money. So he looks across the table and he goes, hey, Matt. A bum $5, and he goes, five? You've been going one this whole time. I'm not giving you
grand
five.
Package.
So goes in $5, and of course he wins the $150 meat pack.
Man, that's the way.
I suckered him.
But there's so many great restaurants. Not to take anything away from anybody. We've got some of the best restaurants that you could ask for in an area, and some fantastic restaurateurs that are keeping us well fed and bringing people in. So, yeah, but just so happens that one is my the one that's in my
hits home
back pocket, right?
Love well, it. Let's fire up the old rumor mill now.
Oh God,
ooh, I love this.
So, yesterday, a couple days ago,
what have you heard?
A couple of days ago, Notch 8 and Prairie Bay, or I'm sorry, Notch 8. Three Cheers, and the MP announced that there was a little changing of the guards there.
Oh, really?
So Three Cheers sold Notch 8 to the MP.
Oh.
So now the MP, I'm assuming there's a little catering push there where the MP is going to up their game. We talked to Mike a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're going to up their game on the catering and the weddings. So it just makes sense that for them to own that restaurant.
Sure.
Totally get it. A day or two before that, Three Cheers announced that Prairie Bay is going to return.
In the Biodella building.
No, we don't know. So that's where the rumor mill.
Do you know?
Do we know? Because the only
I know nothing. I've heard things.
The right? only rumor I've heard is that it's they're going to share that space and kind of be a yin and yang.
Okay.
That's what I heard too. Which, is that they're going to find a way cuz you know they have that back room area that could be something you so how are you going to separate that? Do you have one kitchen that serves two different restaurants? That's a possibility. Yep. Do you put a new entryway off of the other parking lot off the back of Chrisley?
Sure.
Is that even possible? Is that legal? you know, I don't know these things at all, but I look at that and go, well, all right, you got the space, but that just seems, okay, so you're going to do Italian food over here and you're going to do other Italian food over here.
Right.
I'm not sure how this works.
Yeah.
Or Prairie Bay, maybe they'll do something more. No, I don't know. I know nothing.
Well, if there's one thing for certain here, none of us know anything.
Speculation is fun.
I'm excited, though.
Yeah.
I was always a big fan of Prairie Bay. Hate the location. Always hated the location.
Yeah.
That didn't change with Biodella. That's my biggest gripe with all of it. But
it's hidden back there.
No, if I you never don't know it's open.
There... You don't know what's there. It's really
cool. But also, it's hard to get that, like, Norway Ridge, Bar Harbor, like, you're off the beaten path. You're going for an experience. You're behind Arby's and Grizzlies. I don't know.
It's like fine dining in the back door of the other places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
don't mind this water slide. Stick it in the window.
Do I smell chlorine? Oh, man. Here's one for you in the rumor mill. Love these. I've heard that Quick Trip has been making some serious inroads to come to the Brainerd Lakes area.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, we have heard that too. Actually, very close to our studios here. For one of the spots.
Yes.
Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Of course, all this is alleged.
But yeah, no, speculation. This is the big thing now, though, is though.
And I think they made a step in the right direction because the other day, our wonderful fire department here,
the controlled burn,
we're doing a controlled burn of a certain lot the other day where a certain Quick Trip may or may not be
did
coming.
Did it smell like chicken?
No, I wish it did.
Well, I think it started a few years ago when Casey's made their big push through town and started buying things up and then... where there's a Casey's, there's got to be a Quick Trip.
I've heard that if you take Casey's Pizza and Quick Trip Chicken, you open a portal to heaven.
Oh. Well, we should try that.
Speaking of convenience stores, and this will be very quick. I know, Isaiah, you got an appointment you got to get to here. But
what's more important?
Have you? We all love the Quick Trips in the area.
Yeah.
Has anybody been to Texas ever? Because I was just down there for some work a couple weeks ago and was introduced to a place called Bucky's.
Oh, yeah. God, I've heard this.
Bucky's was 35,000 square feet with 100 gas pumps. They had, and get this, they're GMs, and they posted over there. You want to be a GM of a Bucky's? Starting wage, $135,000.
Excuse me?
Wow.
Yeah. They are open all night. They're barbecue. They cook barbecue middle of the convenience store all night long. They have a bakery open all night long. Like,
so it's like, you want to be the sole employee of this establishment? Extreme.
It felt like a casino. It had the really bright lights that and some oxygen pumping. It was like, I saw little kids getting out of the car like they thought they were going to a theme park. They're like, Mom, Dad, we got to go to the barbecue. And it's like.
I mean, really, it's pretty genius.
It was phenomenal. I was, of course.
Also, I would never work in Minnesota just because we can't have liquor stores or booze in our gas stations. That's quality. And there's no gambling.
I mean, that's not true.
There wasn't gambling in there.
Oh, I thought there was a casino and the liquor store.
I mean, there might be some in some. But no, actually, Texas can't have casinos.
Oh, really?
Nope, because the biggest casino, fun fact, the biggest casino in the United States is just above the border in Oklahoma called Windstar.
Oh.
And it is owned by a Texas oil dude.
Makes sense. Because he can't have it in Texas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, fun fact. Before we dive into
that situation, everything was bigger in Oklahoma, not in Texas.
Yeah, well, That was nice. Did you know that it might not make your vehicle bigger, but it will make it brighter? Hills Detailing, Isaiah. Tell us all about Hills Detailing.
Hills Detailing is moving to a new location. They are going to be getting the backspace of Party World. So he's been doing a lot of great things in the area. So is your ride in need of a little TLC? Look no further than Hills Detailing Center, the Lakes Area experts in all things detailing, interior, exterior, ceramic coatings, window tint, and paint protection film. Give Nate a call at 218-839-0109. Who details your ride?
Actually, he does.
Nate. Yeah.
Mine too. He's a little slicker on the inside.
I learned something new this last weekend. Party World.
Okay. The one where he's moving?
Yep, where he's moving.
Yes.
Is strictly
balloons.
Boutique now.
You saw that at the home show.
No, I went to fill my kids' balloons for their birthday. Oh. And I walked in and I was like, what's going on? I'm being assaulted by balloons here. They don't rent party equipment anymore. Nope. Yep. They just do balloon stuff. And I will say, call ahead. Tell them to make whatever you want, and it'll be done when you get there to pick it up. That's actually pretty impressive.
And so because they're doing that, all that whole backspace is going to be a great detail center.
It really is.
Absolutely. It's going to be fantastic. And I'm so happy for Hills to get that and expand.
He's great. It's going crazy right now. Yeah. We saw him. He was at the Home and Expo and blah, blah, blah the other day.
The Home and Expo. That's good enough.
That is where I saw you, and I'm assuming it's why you weren't at this event last Saturday.
Right.
The sold out first Brainerd's first ever cannabis event.
Yeah, definitely must have missed that one.
Yep. Yeah. We asked people what they thought of it, the event. They could not remember. So, that was fun. I was not there.
I hope the restaurant up the street was open because they were going to make a it's
very, very close to Taco John's. I bet they did well. Let's see what else is going on in local happenings. Our buddy Colton Sturm, former X Games athlete, he just competed in the World Championship Snowmobile Hill Climb. So funny story about that. Mm-hmm. It was in Jackson Hole.
Jackson Hole.
I had no clue how big this event was in Brittany. And Colton the other day said, hey, do you guys want to come out to Jackson Hole? Colton's going to be in the snowmobile event. I'm like, it's okay. After seeing the footage from that event, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
They have guys running down the hill trying to catch these snowmobiles that people fall off.
Yeah. I mean, they're just up basically a sheer cliff. Mm-hmm. And then if you fall off your sled, you're goodbye. Yeah, kiss later. It goodbye. Like, you just lost tens of
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lots 20 of is a yeah. thousands of
dollars. Hopefully your sponsors are paying for that.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
And there was one that I saw where that was rolling backwards and the throttle got stuck open. So like the track was going full blast and somebody was like trying to reach to stop this thing and it didn't go well.
And then I saw the video of Colton he caught somebody's sled after he had fallen off, but he slid. Damn near, it felt like it was a quarter, just watching it.
Yeah.
Felt like it was like a quarter mile down the mountain that he's just getting drugged by this thing. And it was finally when he found like the fourth guy to try and grab onto that sled that they were able to stop it. So I'm glad he's okay.
Seriously. Holy smokes.
Oh my gosh.
Isaiah, something we did over the weekend, said our goodbyes to Woodlore Cider.
Yeah. Makes me sad.
Did you ever get out there?
I love that place. Yeah. That was really a cool place. I'd only been there maybe a couple of times, but mostly because we're going in between places when we're on that.
You're at the Green Lantern.
I don't know. I was at the Green Lantern. I'm on that side of the world.
Colton, you had joined us as well.
Yeah.
We all stocked up a little bit on some growlers.
Cider was really good.
There's so no good. Better way to say it. It just sucks. Yeah. Like, just sitting there, you're like, the cider's good. The atmosphere is good. Yeah. The people, like, it just.
It had to have been off, just because it was off the highway there. It was tough to get to. The building, Colton, we walked around it the other day again. Yeah. It's an awesome building, awesome setup, but it's just.
Feel like location is an issue there.
It had to have been. I mean, that's the only thing, because. Yeah. They did well getting the word out, I felt. They always had events going on there. Yep. They had musicians. They had poker tournaments. Puzzle building one day. Yeah, I know that was right there on the top of your list, Isaiah.
Of course.
That you probably won or not.
I didn't.
It's a bummer.
He sold 150 growlers on Saturday alone. And on Sunday when we got there at 1, I mean, by 2 o'clock, he was sold out of growlers.
Yeah.
So.
I guess it was a good way to go out, but it just it sucks that it had to end like that.
Yep. I know. If my wife brought it to my attention, and she was like,
I'm sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, me too.
Well, I mean, he won awards. Like,
yeah.
They,
yeah, the cider was, yeah.
They won awards for the best in the state. And it, I think for the right reasons, it just.
Yeah.
Yep,
didn't stick.
So that's what we got. Easter's coming this weekend. Bill, do you have any other local events that are really sticking out here that we not hit on?
So on Easter Sunday, the 31st, right?
Yep.
Brainerd Elks are going to be open for breakfast that morning.
Nice.
And so it's not a buffet. It is order off of a menu, you know. But we're going to be open for Easter Sunday. It's the fifth Sunday. It's our normal Sunday that we'd be doing it. So, you know, if you're looking at Easter brunch and you're thinking, oof, that's pretty expensive. Let's go to the Elks.
Yep. I love it.
I'll be that's serving.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you're probably going to have quite a few takers on that, honestly.
I hope so. I mean, I hate to sit there and be not busy.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be busy that day.
Yep. For the first time in weeks, we have not really talked about the Vikings, and that's okay.
That's fine. talk about.
Hey, that's fine. Can we make it 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for Seriously, having me in here. This was a blast.
It's you're welcome anytime. We like to have fun, and obviously, just wing it.
Yeah, just wing it.
Casual fun chat, something we don't get to do on the radio as much as I'd like, because, you know, this expectation of being entertaining and stuff.
I like to think that we're entertaining.
We try.
See, proving once again, we can't be entertaining.
Darn right.
I didn't even swear one time. No bleeps.
Usually. Right?
Yeah.
We're not done yet.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Listen Local. Huge shout out to Lakes Area CPAs, Chris Henneken with Henneken Insurance, Hills Mobile Detailing, Posture Pro Chiropractic, and the one and only Pequot Lakes Tinkle Lake Sanitation.
I would like to say, too, that last segment was brought to you by Lakes Area CPAs. And I really want to hit on this right now because it is tax time. I know he's probably going to be busy.
Yeah,
Chris and the crew are going to be busy here for a while.
Fire extensions.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Look at you.